Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, it's Friday night, July 6, 2018, and it's Enter the Light on Blog Talk Radio. This is Shannon Johnson with my co-host this evening, Ryan Adragna, and we're here to talk about complications in healing, complications in manifesting with you tonight, as well as getting with our callers and doing a few readings for you guys. So first, a little introduction. As you guys may not know, Ryan Adragna is an energy healer working with his spirit team from the 7th through the 12th dimensional space with avenues such as Sekhem and Reiki to assist you in reaching optimum health and potential in your life. You can find Ryan Adragna on Facebook as well as his website, healingsthroughspirit.com. And I'm Shannon Johnson. I'm a metaphysical facilitator and medium with 20 years experience of working with spirit. And my guide team and I assist you in receiving guidance to assist you in your life without interfering in your free will or your contractual agreements. So welcome to the show. And how are you doing tonight, Ryan?
Oh, I am doing fan-dan-tabulous. This is going to be a great show tonight, talking about complications and trying to understand your mediumship abilities and just letting it ebb and flow. Thank you. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, we should have a good show tonight, even though it's just the two of us.
Two peas in a pod.
There you go. Fine.
But you know, and before we get started, and I don't want to cut Shannon off here, but I just want to let the callers know, it doesn't matter where you are in life with your mediumship abilities. And Shannon knows me inside and out. I mean, I'm in my mid 40s. I only just. And you guys may know from introduction, she has 20 years of experience. Guys, I only have 4 years, okay? I mean, I discovered my mediumship abilities that short time ago. But for me, when I discovered them, I just happened to just accept them and own them, and they just kind of exploded on me. I don't hold any human certificates in any disciplines here on Earth. I just am who I am, and I'm not in front of anybody. I'm not behind anybody. I'm not above or below anybody. I am who I am. And then there are lovely people like Shannon who have more than I do, but that's okay. Everyone comes to this earth with their own abilities. It's just a matter of when you find out what you're doing or who you truly are, and then understanding how to use them to benefit humanity.
Just
from personal experience, my own abilities, they didn't come with an owner's manual, okay? I mean, it wasn't like I woke up one Christmas morning and saw a book there that said, Ryan's Psychic Abilities, and I read it from book that I read from front to end. It didn't happen that way. It took me months to figure it out when I realized I had them, like, because my number one goal was try to figure out how to help heal people, but I didn't know how to do it. I had to literally make it up as I went along. I had some little bit of guidance here and there, but I had to figure it out. And that's the challenge, because the spirit world isn't going to give you, I wouldn't say cliff notes for lack of better terms, but they're not going to give you the answer key. I mean, what fun is that? I mean, that's the reason why you're here, is to wake up to remember who you truly are. And I hope that resonates with callers. And I don't know, what's your kind of take on that, Shannon?
I completely agree, Ryan, because, I mean, even for myself, yeah, I'm 50, and I've been doing this studies and expansion for over a 20-year period. And even when I started 20 years ago, my abilities were nowhere near what they are in today's world. It was a lot of sweat, a lot of tears, a lot of frustration, periods of quiet, periods of things going haywire, you know, but I kept at it. And we end up having some of our own blockages, and those can get really frustrating to navigate. You know, because you have an expectation of yourself as well. We kind of look at things, and like for me, I usually find things very easy to figure out the puzzle pieces and put it all together and make it work. That's what I did, especially doing accounting. You know, it's very black and white. And here I'm in this very gray area that there's no manual, there's no black and white in it. And, you know, even though I had some abilities younger before hitting 30, they weren't anything that I recognized as abilities until later when I really started working with it all and understanding how energy works and that kind of thing, that then it was like, oh, okay, now I kind of get it a little bit. And, you know, even then, you still are going back and forth of, you with me, Ryan?
Yeah, I got dropped.
I was like, oh, I keep talking. But yeah, you know, you end up finding some of your complications are either things in your life, belief systems that you learned, even if you weren't, like for me, I didn't go to any churches. But I learned through people around me that I was surrounded with that there were these rules of engagement that I was supposed to be following, or, you know, things like that that get in the way. Sometimes it all shuts off because you have to be in that moment, and then you go, and then you come out of that period and you're like, oh, wow, who are these people yelling at me suddenly? Whoa. Okay. You know?
Yeah,
but it can be frustrating.
Yeah, and I think a lot of the callers and listeners can relate to that, because when we're born, we're born into some of us, or most of us, or I don't want to put a percentile on it, but most of us are indoctrinated into some sort of religion, and they'll put the blinders on us. Could you imagine? If you're born up, you know, a Christian, Protestant, Buddhist, Hindu, atheist, whatever, that they're restrictors. And if you didn't have those restrictors or blinders on you, and you were able just to see through unfiltered lenses, you imagine what the possibilities would be. You're like, you know what? Yeah, that's how that, because everything is God around us. And not a lot of religions teach that. And, you know, I was born and raised Catholic. I didn't mean to cut you off. I'm sorry there. I just had to put that in.
Oh, no, that's fine.
You know.
Yeah, that's good, because it adds to it. Because, I mean, that's true. You came from having a religious background that you were raised in, and I didn't. I was familiar with what my family had been exposed to prior, but by the time I came along, they were already out of it. But still, the structure was around, you know, in little ways and subtle ways. And there wasn't an understanding or a support system because nobody else really knew either.
Yeah.
Know? But even for myself in expanding my own abilities, it's been, I mean, it really has been a 20-year journey, and I'm still continuing to expand. They're still continuing to grow, change, all those kinds of things, even after doing it this long. It always surprises me that I'm still learning. I'm still finding out new things. I'm still expanding into new areas, and I don't think I'll ever be done by the time I leave this life with it on that growth and expansion journey of it and discovery, you know. And I had to come to a comfortable place with that. I had to be okay with that was also a complication in the road to understand that it wasn't something that was just going to be a light switch. I had to invest in myself. I had to deal with life complications that interfered, you know, and even for me, past life complications that I had to overcome and work through because it didn't go so well using the abilities in some of the other lifetimes. That was kind of like, oh, you know, so even that was a block. But it didn't show up until I was ready to reach that point and deal with it. So for a lot of the callers and listeners out there that are working on these things, you know, sometimes you just have to start moving into it and don't worry about what other complications are going to come in play with it, like the past life scenario, until you reach it. Because your guide team is going to give you gems in the struggle of development that you're going to gather. And they're very valuable tools. They're very valuable experiences. And then, you know, when they're like, yeah, okay, now you're ready to take on that other block, you finally get to that point, and they're there to help walk you through it, where if you'd have tried it before, you would have been just hitting a stone wall.
Sounds like you're reading my autobiography. And the only reason why I say that to the callers and listeners, and Shannon knows me inside and out, is because I died twice. I came back. I had a series of events in my life. And, you know, I used to be telekinetic. I'm trying to get that back now. I don't know how the heck that's going to work, but I really want to move objects. I like, I want to look at that can of soda and say, come get me some soda. Move it across the table so I can touch it. That ain't happening right now, but maybe someday. But, what Shannon said is still true. I mean, when I became who I am today, or who I always was, who I remember to be, I had to go through a series of events to get there. And it's like navigating a construction zone where you've got detours, you've got literally roadblocks. You've got a lot of stuff going on. You got to take left. You got to take right. Sometimes you have to go up that rocky road. Sometimes you have to travel over gravel. There's a lot of stuff going on. There really is. But I think that the soul writes that when they're planning to do an incarnation. So when you get there, you're like, okay, I've been there. I've done that. Now I'm ready to go. I'm ready to be a humanitarian. I'm ready to help people. Because I think that's what psychics and mediums are all about, and healers. We're humanitarians. We're here to help people and help them minimize their egos and help them become closer to who they truly are. I don't know if that makes sense, but that's what makes sense in my book anyways. You know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Plus, we're going through all these changes as communities. So, you know, a lot of us that came in that are realizing they're empaths, the abilities are there. Your first step is that you acknowledged you're an empath, because that's huge. That is a healing attribute It's also a mediumship attribute that we take for granted. But in our current period of time that we are all conscious in, so I know I run into it with clients of going, yeah, but what about the past life thing and everything's going on at one time? It's all simultaneous, the whole time concept. Yeah, it's a crazy web to get into. But one thing my guides have reinforced to me over and over as I've been studying through all of this, what we do in this life that we are conscious in is so valuable. It impacts all time frames, all lifetimes, all beginnings, all endings, universe and home, as above, so below. So the more that they pounded this at me, because of my own roadblocks over here and frustrations with some things that, you know, I was like, why not? And they're like, because. The more that you are bringing all of this together in this lifetime, it's all going to all of the others. So acknowledging that they exist, acknowledging where those blockages are, they said that's the part you needed to do for the past.
Yep.
How you deal with it in the now, that's going to change the past and create new future in the now to build upon for other incarnations and other healers, other mediums, other energy workers. We're all kind of doing this network in this current time period that's building for us for not only this current lifetime, but lifetimes to come for this planet and for all of us. So it's really rather exciting. That's one of the things about why we do this, why we're being public, why we speak out, why we're all over social media talking about it, talking about energy, talking about abilities, healing, putting it out there, because we know.
Yep.
This lifetime is a pivotal point for all of us who do this type of work to help bring in the comfort and the safety net for everyone that's here and everyone that's to come in future generations. It'd be a brand new world.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's completely brilliantly well said, but I'll tell you this much, because I'm a starseed, if I decide after this lifetime to come back here to planet Earth to incarnate again, someone should kick my butt. I don't want to come back to Earth again. I have to choose a different solar system or something. Come on, man. But all kidding aside, planet Earth is a very, very dense planet, and it is considered by a lot of, I want to call it ETs or extraterrestrials, but if anybody's a fan of Daryl Anka, I screwed up his name, who channels Bashar Communications, the planet Earth is a very, very, it's just like the master classroom. If you want to get into the most, I shouldn't say the word evil, because that's a label. It's a very, very dark, dense planet where you come to learn big time. And you come here because most of the people who are on this planet are very seasoned souls and they've experienced a lot. But there are other planets where it's not as dense. And the lessons are a little bit, how should I say, like a pancake, a little bit on the lighter side. This is, I don't know if you agree with that, but, this isn't an easy planet to incarnate on. It isn't.
No, it's not.
I want the callers to understand that if you're going through issues in the subject, how do you unblock yourself? It's not easy to do, but you can do it. And but you're here for a reason. You're here to let it ebb and flow. You're here to remember who you truly are. And it can be tough, but it can be done. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
And it does actually end up making you a I'm going to say this, and it does actually make you appreciate being human.
Yeah.
The more that you remember who you are and why you came to do this, it does. That's been part of my experience. It helped me actually appreciate being here, being human, being on earth, and I started paying attention to things in a much different way, like being more in touch with nature, more in touch with my animals. I'm more in touch with my family members because I keep reminding myself this is temporary. So this is an opportunity to take advantage of the complexity that this brings. There's no struggle with abilities. There's no struggle with connecting to each other. There is no diversity in the way that we have to deal with it here. So going through your awakening process, working with abilities, even just realizing you're an empath and start working with your emotions in a different way, it really does help us in the long run to being here and just being, and that it's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
I'll put
yeah,
you so, on my yeah. on my butt kicking list that I have going, Ryan. You'd be surprised how many people, friends I have online that have told me, if I come and see you in the Akash and I even mention about coming back here, they're like, really? Yes. So you have permission to do this, this, and this to make sure I don't do that.
Well, you know, I mean, the thing of it is that I must, maybe I was a tall, white alien in a previous life, because now I'm a short, fat, stocky Italian guy, so maybe this is karma coming back. You know? I mean, when I was a tall, white alien or whatever, a gray fellow, I'm like, belly? I don't know what a stinking belly is. And I'm like, and in this life, I'm like, how do I get rid of this freaking belly? I don't know. So I guess as my comment, that was a pretty bad euphemism or analogy, or whatever. But you know, we all come here to experience stuff, and I truly believe right now, this day and age, at this certain time, that we're here, and there are a lot of people, thank you, and thanks much to the Channeling Eric blog and Eric Spiritual Team blog, that there are a lot of people who are waking up to their psychic abilities, and that's the theme of tonight's show, is to understand who you truly are and to wake up to it. Grab a cup of coffee and wake up to who you truly are, and are there going to be blocks? Yes, there are going to be mental blocks. There's going to be emotional blocks, momentum blocks from you because you've been indoctrinated in a certain religion. There's going to be emotional blocks because people are going to fight you on it. They're going to say, you're full of crap. I'm trying to keep it G-rated here. You're not doing this right. You're not going to church on Sunday, all that kind of stuff. You know what? You have to be just be who you are. And love yourself, and it'll come. It'll ebb and flow. So, yeah. You know? And that's
yeah.
how that works.
Making sure to add Ryan's name to the list.
Uh-oh.
Kicks.
I could be in trouble now. I don't know.
That list keeps getting longer and longer, you know. People are like, no, no, no. I don't want this. Don't remind me when I'm back there that I said no. Yeah.
Put his name to the not call list on the block list.
Yeah, yeah. And then you got suckers like me that are like, oh, where's the volunteer list? Let me sign up. I'm down here going, what, you stupid woman? What are you doing? Quit volunteering me. But I do. I love Earth. I do. I may tease about her, but I really do like incarnating on Earth.
You like incarnating on Earth? You're a one-person club.
I think I'll go back to the amoeba stages. They were such simpler times.
I remember when I was a tadpole 2 million years ago.
Yeah. Maybe just come back as a salmon. Then your whole goal is to swim upstream and drop your eggs and die. There you go. Hey. Oh, my goodness. My cheeks hurt. Well, my dear, should we roll on to some callers? We've got quite a lineup waiting for us.
Oh, your cheeks hurt. I got four of them, but yeah, all mine hurt too. I should have said that on mine. But yes, yes, let's get rolling.
All right, let's roll into some of our callers here. All right, we're going to bring in 480, who's been waiting for before we got here this evening, so. 480, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello. Hi, can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
My name is Tasha from Georgia.
I didn't hear it, honey.
Tasha from Georgia.
I still didn't get that name. Shannon, did you get her name?
Tasha?
No, it came.
Tasha.
Tasha?
Yeah.
Georgia?
Hi, Tasha. How you doing?
I'm doing fine.
You have a question for us this evening?
Can I get a general or would you like something like specific?
Well, the theme of tonight's show is about unblocking yourself and your mediumship abilities. Is that what you're curious on or do you have something else that you wanted to talk about?
Well, I want to talk about my love life, but you can go in and see if you can unblock mine. See what blockages I have, because even though I think mine is pretty much blown open, but you can kind of scan me and see if I have any more blockages so I can have more crazy dreams about crazy people and what they're doing to me before it actually happens.
Do you have a lot? Have you been starting to have some lucid dreams lately? Like,
yes. That's what I just said. Yes.
Well, and you know the funny thing about a lucid dream is that when you're actually in the dream state and you know you're dreaming, you're like, what? You're like, WTF, you know, you're like, holy cow. And I do that all the time, and that's why I hate getting in elevators when I'm dreaming, because the elevator is my ascension or my descension from my whatever dimension I'm in. It's like a wormhole. You know, have you ever been in an elevator?
No, I don't ever seen that. I never seen where I'm on something or I might be floating or something that I'd be in and out. But I have move myself, walk from one place to another place, and it be in the same dream. It don't be like crazy dream. It just be like if I'm in one room, I have consciously walked from one room to the other room where the other part of the dream is at, and I can go to all parts of the dream, but on the same dream skit. I don't know if you know what I'm talking about, but I can walk through the same dream sequence from place to place and just stay in that same sequence without it going into something crazy, and it just be like, you know, like a movie at that point, you know. So, but it's been amazing. It's amazing though that I can do it. But I see a lot of things, and I see a lot of people, and it's amazing, yeah, to me.
And you know what, Bill? I put down PL. Those are your previous lives that you're going through, you're stepping through. You're just kind of like, you're like an observer who walks through an airport. You're looking at scenes. You're like, okay, that's the baggage claim area one. That's baggage claim area two. You're just kind of walking through like, oh, okay, yeah, I was there. I done that. I seen that. What did I learn from here? What did I learn from there? So, you know,
mm-hmm.
that's your body. I mean, and you're blessed to have that ability is just to, just to understand what you've been through in a previous life and try to pick up bits and pieces and try to correct any baggage. The reason why I brought up the analogy of baggage, Tasha, is because many times when we incarnate, we take baggage with us.
Mm-hmm.
Unresolved stuff that we didn't fix from a previous life. Does that make sense so
right.
far?
Right. Yeah, it makes sense. I'm dealing with all that garbage right now. So, and it's coming up in my subconscious, a whole lot of different things. And apparently I'm working through it because whenever I have one of those lucid dreams, then it manifests in real life. And now
okay.
I'm kind of understanding that I have to, this is my karma and I have to work through this. Whatever happened, if you were saying that happened in a previous life and it's manifested in my life now, this is something I have to deal with, and it's something this is a fear that I had to face or karma that I had to face and deal with and keep it moving. So you're giving me some more information about what I need to do about these dreams because they
yeah.
are like, what am I supposed to do with them? That's where I'm
yeah,
at.
Before I let Shannon chime in here, just really quick, do you get a pen and paper with you handy or something you take notes?
Hold on 1 second.
I'll give you 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Just kidding.
You're right. Go ahead.
Okay, this is quick and easy. There are many ways to do this, but this is free. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Google or go on YouTube and type in Dr. Hen Lu, HEN LEW. And the clip I think is only like 18 minutes. Do the Hawaiian practice of healing called Ho'oponopono, okay? And that'll help.
I do that all the time.
Okay. So there's something missing because you have these reoccurring.
It is something missing. No, you're right. That's the mystery that I had to deal with on my own. I had to figure it out.
Yeah, and maybe that's where Shannon can help you out a little bit more on that. But there's like a hot air balloon that's got a couple tethers before you cut the cords loose and let it flow out into the sky. There's something
mm-hmm.
still missing. There's a cord that needs to be cut. I can't tell you what that is because I don't have that ability. Not to put Shannon on the spot.
I think it's between me and God at this point. Yeah, but okay, I hear you.
Yeah. I can't answer that for you. Shannon is very gifted in that area. She might be able to help you with that on that. But you have some. I wrote down PL, previous life, cord cutting, lucid dreams. There's something going on that you need to get the scissors out and cut. And with that, what else? I'm scanning your body here. Hold on, give me a second. You're running a tight ship physically. I don't feel anything else going on. Emotionally, you're good. You're running a tight ship, Tasha. Except that you have something going on with the previous life. But like I said, I can't help you with that. I'm so sorry. I'm gonna have to pass that on to my co-host Shannon.
Right.
Maybe she can spread some light on that. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you. You too.
Hi, Tasha.
Hello.
Hi. So this is all going to link together.
Okay.
Okay. So the awakening process that you have ventured into and the dream visions are all linked to lives that have to do with the love life as well. And that's why the love life has not been working out very well so far. Because there's issues resolved around the heart and around let's see if I can get this word right. Commiserate. I don't know why they're using this word, commiserate. But so looking at past lives, you've already seen a couple of scenes that are related to this and related to the love life. Mm-hmm. Even though you've been distant from it, the acknowledgement that you understand that these are related is going to start to change some of the scenes so that you can get into the next layer to heal. They're showing it to me as this is related to several times of having your heart broken in life.
Mm-hmm.
And so this life, it's kind of started off into that same pattern. And the pattern is so that when the awakening process happened, you would begin to become aware that you're in the pattern in order to break the pattern. I'm asking for more details on the broken heart pieces. Okay, so two of the potential life mates that you looked at options for your life plan, two of these gentlemen were partners in past lives with you when you got your heart broken. So that's why the work for you is happening before the relationship comes into play. So the message
okay.
for you
what
now is about use a dream journal. So that way you can start to put some of the pieces together that you're seeing in the dream. Because they're telling me when you're having them repeatedly, like night after night, where you can actually like anticipate that, okay, now I'm going to go into this room. These are the key pieces, the ones that hang on to and stand out strongest. These are key pieces of a time period in which you're going to want to kind of do a cord cutting from those relationships, because that's going to reset the energy pattern. Basically, the cord cutting is letting it go, forgiving the heartache and hurt in those lifetimes, and cutting the cord and sending it back to universe to complete its healing. So that when you get through this process, the doors are going to be open for the relationship in a new way. If one of these gentlemen were to show up to you right now, you would start in chaos and you would go right back into the pattern
that
you had before.
Yeah, it would. You're definitely right about that.
So that's
you're
why
right.
All these
so
things
right now,
are kind
I'm
of happening all at this point.
Yeah, no, but you're right, because I would go into like a panic or something, and I would not, then my walls would certainly go up, like straight up, and
right.
Yeah, and that'd be the end of that for the next couple of years until I calm down. And yeah, it does take years. So
it does.
Yeah. Yeah. Why is that funny? Yeah, well, for me, because I'm not a really fast person. A lot of females, they I guess they're on their they're on their womanhood thing, so they know how to twist and turn and manipulate people to stay in relationships with them, and control the man's life to the point that they can't do nothing. No, that's not me. You know, I'm more slow going.
Right.
I'm turtle speed. You know, I might look like Miss Sexuality, which I am, but consciously on a mental level, I'm really slow going. So, you know, I am not a woman, because most of these women out here, all they do is sit around and do witchcraft on each other and witchcraft on a man, and then they wonder why everything's going crazy. But at least they're a woman. So, yeah. So I'm not that type of woman. I'm totally different from the regular female out here. I'm sure you guys have followed me enough to know that I am not like you guys, and I'm glad for it.
Very good. So, yeah, this is going to be a heart healing time for you, which is also going to bring more of an alignment in who you are. And with the healing, the past life healings that you do, this is going to change previous patterns, and it's not going to be long. As far as time frame for the love, they're telling me they don't want to give it in dates and months.
They can't
align for you
because I'm
when
not
you begin
to
come into the end point of the healing portion on relationships.
Right, because I don't want to go into another relationship and compound karma and more karma and more karma.
Exactly.
And that's not what I want to do. I'm trying to clear all of it out, including all these females around me with their manipulations and mind games. And that's not what type of woman I want to be. So, because I'm not going in that direction, I had to figure out a whole new divine direction to go in, because that's not my route to go. That's not what I want to be. That's not what I want to be about. I have my own. I have to cut out my own journey, my own path, and that's what I'm doing so far. And I hope that the divine creator is proud of me and all the strides I have done for myself and also for other people who have actually seen and witnessed, and they kind of emulated some parts of me to make their lives a little bit better. So, no, I'm very proud of myself. Thank you.
Wonderful. Well, definitely call in again and let us know how you're doing, or if you have another question at some point. We'd love to hear from you.
Okay. Thank you so much. You have a great day. God bless you. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye. All right, we're going to roll on to 860.
Hello.
Hello, 860. Can you give us your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi, this is Amala from Connecticut. How are you?
Hi, Amala.
Hi. I'm updating you guys in a follow-up. Ryan... I talked to you before. How are you?
I'm going to go hide in the corner now. It's Amala. No, just kidding. How you doing, my friend?
It's interesting. You were telling me about this person and don't scare him off. And, you know, he's a sweetheart, and he is. But there is a but, because there were some things that were going on in the sense of his communication skills were not they I let things go a lot in the beginning, and it just was not there, his communication skills. And so basically last week when I actually turned it into my wants. I gave him a list. I actually read it aloud of my needs versus my wants, kind of basically setting healthy boundaries. So I didn't make it about him. I made it about myself and my wants and my needs. And first thing he said is that, wow, that's way too deep. And I think I basically scared him because his stuff came up after that. And then 4th of July, he broke up with me. So, yeah.
That's not the end of it with him, okay? I mean, okay. I wouldn't put the cart in front of the horse or Amala with him.
Okay.
I mean, the word I'm getting from my spirit team is aggressive. You were a wee bit touch aggressive with him, and through no fault of your own, because that's in your nature. But it doesn't mean that he doesn't have fondness for you. He is attracted to you, and just to say that he broke up with you, it's not like you're getting divorced. I mean, come on, man. He's still very fond of you, but that's his little way of saying, okay, dude, you're giving me a list, making me check it twice, going to find out if you're naughty or nice, that kind of thing, you know, just like the Santa Claus thing. Just give him a breather, Amala. Just give him a breather. It's not that he doesn't like you. He just needs this space. How should I say this? You could be a little domineering, a little type A personality, what I'm picking up, and you know, he's kind of like a teddy bear, and you kind of intimidate him a little bit. So do yourself a solid, and don't say that he broke up with you. He just needs his space, and he'll come back around. He really likes you, he does, but he doesn't have the vocabulary to say, to express himself to you, okay? I mean, You kind of scared the bejesus out of him, which is why he broke up with you. But people break up and make up all the time. So this is kind of your gauge.
Yeah, I do. I think it's also about any relationship, whether even it's with a friend, even a girlfriend of mine or whatever, it's a reflection of yourself. And I really feel like in my past relationships, I was people pleasing, and I was very, very mindful of how I was going to talk to him about my, you know, the setting healthy boundaries. And then even when I said something, he made it into him, like it became, he's like, oh, what did I do wrong now? I said, you didn't do anything wrong. I'm talking about myself. So he took it as like, I'm scolding him. I don't know. I have no idea, but it just feels like he took it hard on himself, and he can get very much like that. So it just was very strange. I don't know. I was not expecting that at all. And then he became very detached this past week before the 4th of July, and I knew something was up. Completely detached, completely non-communicative, all that stuff.
And here's the thing, Amala. You're dealing with a guy who is. What's his first name, please?
It's Aaron.
Aaron.
Yes.
Can I have the initial of his last name, please?
A C. His last name begins with a C. Is that okay?
You're dealing with it. Okay, hold on. Let's see if I can reach him telepathically here. Hold on. Okay, you're dealing with a guy who's got a mixed blender of emotions. He's not a narcissist, but he's kind of a bit of a narcissist and an empath. It's kind of a weird blender here going on.
Okay.
Once you, Aaron. Okay. you gotta take it easy with this guy. He's and you know what a narcissist is, right?
Yeah, I could feel that from him too. Yeah.
But he can also be an empath too. He's kind of a blender of it's like making a batter of cookie dough. You put a bunch of ingredients there. He's not 100% narcissist, but it's borderline 50, maybe higher, 50%, maybe higher than that. But he's kind of one of those guys who can show very little emotions. But what you did was you kind of scared him off a little bit. That's why he broke up with you. But that's okay.
Right.
What else am I picking up from him? Don't be afraid that he broke up with you. It's just his little way of saying, okay, girl, I know you're feeling emotional with me. I ain't feeling it. I need my space. And this is my way of giving you space because I don't want to see you. I don't want to deal with you. Don't take this the wrong way. That's just part of his personality. You, on the other hand, are more of an empath than he is.
Yes.
I have a tendency to, it doesn't take much for you to get crying. It's like revving that engine up. If he says the wrong thing to you, you start crying. He's like, WTF, whatever, I don't care. If I made you cry, you know, and, but that's the nature of your personality. It's not saying you guys can't get along, but, give him his space, and you'll know. It's like the old adage, you know. When you're in Montana, you have a range of horses. You open that gate up, let them horses out, and see what horses come back. I wouldn't put my money on it, but just give them some time. And sometimes the narcissists, they will come back and say, you know what, I'm missing something in my life. Oh, and that someone is Amala. I wonder what she's up to. Well, Amala needs to be strong enough to say, okay, listen, Dracola, remember what happened last time I bared my emotions to you? You broke up with me. He's like, you didn't have to take me so seriously, or you didn't have to be so, whatever. So, does that make sense?
No, that does. It does. I know that, because it was only a month, it was pretty much dating. We weren't, you know, anything more than that. But there was a deep connection. And the irony of all of this, he can get very philosophical. He can be very deep himself. But it's just interesting how he's like, whoa, you're such a deep soul. And it's funny because I'm, you know, it's a reflection thing. I'm bringing up stuff that's a reflection of him as well. And I know that. I know that about him.
Does he have a PhD by chance?
Does he have a what?
A PhD, a doctorate degree.
No.
He does not. Okay,
no, he's an electrician. He's an electrician. Yeah, he's in his head a lot, though. He has to. I will give him a compliment. I mean, If you're gonna break up with somebody, so to speak, in air quotes, because I know it's not over, but he really did it in a very, very respectful way. He was very mindful. I give him a lot of props for that. He was very mindful of how he was, and he stayed until I got all my emotions out, and I told him, I said, I'm not angry at all. I'm just sad. And that's true. That's true. Yeah. So.
I wonder why I said PhD. Maybe just talk about myself. I have a PhD in bullshit, so I don't know. Maybe I was. No.
Well, he's a very. That's how we get along, Ryan. We both are like, we don't have a PhD, but we're very intellectual. We're all into like science and frequency and quantum physics and seriously, we talk some crazy stuff, and like we could talk about it all the time. So
yeah,
both of us are very intellectual. Very.
He does. I would forget about the breaking up thing because what I'm feeling right now from his energies and your energies is just his dumb guy way of saying, hey, I need a little space right now. Because trust me, if he were to see you at the grocery store with someone else, he would be freaking jealous. Okay? That's how that works. So I wouldn't worry about this right now, Amala. Just give us some time, give us some space, and that's all he would. He's so stupid, he's smart. I mean, the other way around. He's so smart, he's stupid. The fact that, he couldn't vocalize it or get it out that said, Amala, I just need some time off. Instead, he just did something with you. But he's going to be back. Okay?
Okay.
That's what I have to do.
Thank you, Ryan.
You're welcome.
I've been over here just having the giggles.
What do you think? It's funny. I love your laugh. Your laugh is great.
It's effective.
Thank you.
I mean, it's
yes. Makes me giggle.
When you said he's an electrician, oh my goodness, I'm just giggle over here. I'm married to an electrician. My father was an electrician. My brother is an electrician.
That's too funny. That is too funny.
Yeah, and they are. They're very intellectual. You can get into some of the most profound conversations.
Yes.
But they struggle with the more emotional conversations.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're so technical.
Yes. Yes.
That the other side is kind of like, hello? Are you in there?
I know. I don't think there's intelligence and then there's emotional intelligence. He's not very emotional intelligent. Yeah. So
they tend to, and because of my exposure with many gentlemen in this field that end up into this field, it's not that the emotional isn't there. It's just that it doesn't translate the same as the rest of us would translate it.
Right. Exactly.
So
exactly.
They are more of a doer or shower than a verbalizer.
Yep. That sounds
great. And one of the attractions for men like this is the intelligent stimulation.
Yes. Yes. And I told him that. It's interesting that you said that, because I told him that at like the end. I said, you know what I'm really going to miss? It's just this. And the funny thing is, after as time went by and I left, it was during the daytime, and I got out of the car, it was like he was just like, he was more relaxed being deep with me. It was very, you could feel him. He was so much more relaxed about everything. It's interesting. Interesting.
But that also creates a fear. Because that means that the walls shifted down.
Yes. Yes.
And, when you're bringing to the table more of the real, I'm also picking up that he has dealt with a lot of women in the past that were mind manipulators, emotional manipulators.
Yeah.
And for someone like him, that changes. It's not like putting up a guard, but the anticipation of that becomes the forefront. And when you start dealing with someone that's very real with them, it's like all of a sudden you're talking 220 and 110 circuits and they're looking at you going, but they don't work together. You know, wait a minute. How am I supposed to make this puzzle fit back together again? It doesn't make logical sense yet. Let me figure out the circuits. And so it becomes overwhelming. And, yes, the reflection part was a big part of why the breakup came along was that when you shared about your needs and wants, it caused him to have a reality check. And it brought things up in his own life that he has not been addressing. And including emotional immaturity of communication. And that's a big pill to swallow for somebody who's so stuck in his head.
Yes.
It's a contradiction to the personality.
Right.
And yeah, they can be a little narcissistic, and it has to do with that technical wiring of their makeup. And when they've been browbeaten like that by previous relationships, it ends up that they switch it to, how am I not fulfilling this? Versus when we're saying what we're not getting or how it's being presented, for them it switches to, how am I not fulfilling this?
Exactly.
And where do I fix it at? And that's not what you're wanting. You're wanting it to be able to begin a conversation. But this time it reared up into his life of that reflection of things that he has been ignoring about himself.
Exactly. It brought up stuff within him. I felt that right away, like immediately, almost immediately. I don't want to lose this friendship, if anything. I don't, because I think he's a really good person in general. He's a very caring person. And just even as a friend, that's important to me, because I'm also, you guys know this, I'm legally blind, and people have not been nice to me. And if the people who are, I'm going to cherish that. And he really does care. And he's fascinated with my blindness. It's amazing that I told him that. I said, not many people walk through my door and are completely accepting, as in you, as in and my couple of other, my girlfriends. But it's very rare that I meet people who are completely 100% accepting me genuinely. And that means a lot to me. It does, because I know how it is. I know the way I still choose love the way I've been treated. And it's a constant. I have to take a check-in on my list. When I get home, I'm the only one that's going to be looking in the mirror at myself, because I could still see it. And, you know, I better like that person staring back at me. Definitely.
Right.
Regardless. Yeah. So, there's a lot of great qualities about this person. I don't want to lose that. So, I don't know.
Yeah, give it a little bit of time, and then you may be able to reach out and say, like, hey, you know, just touching base as friends, would love to just be able to talk with you, you know, have a conversation.
Yeah.
And, you know, where there's no pressure about, you know, us getting back together or anything like that. It's more in that intellectual level. And it's going to help him to be able to readjust, because he's getting stuff brought up and thrown in his face through his own reflection at the moment.
Okay. Do you feel that I should, just one last thing, should I reach out to him, or should I wait until he reaches out to me? Or does it even matter?
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
You're going to feel the nudge. You're going to feel the nudge of just making a friendship contact.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, are you on Facebook by chance?
Yes, I am.
Okay, why don't you reach out to me? Yes, please. You can reach me, Ryan, at Dragnav. There's a couple of things I want to talk to you about your blindness, okay?
Okay, so is that on the website on Blog Talk, like your information?
Yeah, just Facebook search me, Ryan at Dragna, or just send me an email, healingsthroughspirit@gmail.com, and I
Okay, thank you so much, Ryan. Cool. Thank you so much, both of you. Very, very helpful.
Yeah.
God bless. Thank you.
Are you there? Hello? You're welcome.
Okay. Happy Friday and happy weekend. Take good care.
Happy Friday to you, too.
You, too.
Okay. Bye. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right. Let's see here. Look at my list of numbers. And we are going to 267. Hi, 267. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hello. Thank you for taking my call. My name's Donna. I'm calling from Philadelphia.
Hi,
How
Donna.
Are you tonight?
Hi, Donna.
Doing
Hi.
Good.
And I think I might have spoke to Ryan last night about it. He might have given me a read. I'm not sure.
Guilty as charged?
No, this is a bad. This is another thing. I don't know what's going on with me, but if you guys, I don't know, can help me with something. I don't know if it's me. In work, I'm having something going on with, and it's not even that big of a deal, but I take it like that. I do housekeeping in a hospital, and these two girls, one's 50 and one's 28, and it just seems like there's always drama, and one didn't like the way I did her section, and she sent me a bad text and this and that, and so I sent her a bad text. And normally I'm the type of person, I'll clean up the situation. But this time, they're friends too. I walked away, and it's awkward going past them and seeing them in work. Do you feel it's the right thing to do just to walk away?
Hey Don, Ryan here. Maybe you caught me on Eliza's show last night when you called. I don't know if you were listening. my spirit team always calls a spade a spade. They tell me, and I'm just a conduit, that what I'm about to tell you is not what you want to hear, but it's what you need to hear, okay? You need better boundaries. Right now, like the three little piggies and the wolf, I'm going to blow your house down. Right now, your boundaries are like a straw house, okay? You need some brick and mortar around your boundaries, because you're an empath. Your boundaries are very porous, and you're very thin-skinned, that through no fault of your own, you're born that way. But just work on your boundaries, okay, Donna? Work on strengthening them. Grab a couple, and Chen knows this. she hears me harp on this all the time. Grab yourself a couple crystals to protect yourself, okay? Like the black hematites, the black tourmalines, and the clear quartzes of the worlds. You know, grab some of them stones and carry them in your front pockets, as they will help you absorb negative energies when you're feeling weak. And also,
okay, so I know it's not an insult, because I feel like I'm a little weak, and that's not a good trait. It's like, that's what I'm saying. I don't like that trait about myself. Better yet, that's what I was asking you. Do you think it's better to toughen up, and because I feel bad, because I can get like really. If something escalates, like I could probably make them cry, but I don't do that, because I just walk away, and I think people look at me as being weak.
No, I think
is that why they do?
You know what, Donna, I'm gonna call a spade. I think it's best that you just be yourself. You are a wonderful, shiny, radiant human being. There's nothing wrong with you. You are who you are. I'm not suggesting that you change yourself. I'm just trying to give you some tools in your toolbox that you can carry around to help yourself, kind of arm yourself up. I mean, you don't want to walk in the battlefield, butt naked. You want to put some armor on, right? You want to shield yourself. I'm not suggesting you change who you are. I'm suggesting that you protect yourself, and you know yourself better than anybody else. And when things start to escalate that are not favorable to you, you walk away. That's your natural defense. There's nothing wrong with that. You know? I'm sorry?
I guess what I'm trying to ask you, and it's a weird kind of thing, are they wrong or am I wrong?
Define wrong. I mean, I'm not trying to be a jerk about that, but, what's right and what's wrong?
No, I mean, see, like, I have the attitude, she's just another employee, she's not my boss, and at that time she tried to act like my boss, and which was out of my character. I had told her off back, it's hard to explain, and, like, I feel bad about it, and I shouldn't.
Well, because you're an empath, and because you have, that's what I'm telling you, to kind of protect yourself, because you have poor boundaries, but that's your DNA, that's in your makeup, what I'm suggesting you to do is that there are stones and crystals out there that can absorb those negative energies, so when people say something to you, you're like, whatever, I don't care, and then they look at you in a different light, they're like, I just talked smack about Donna, and she walked away, and she didn't get pissy at me, and you just took her power away from them, okay? So learn how to take people.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
I get it. So that's basically negative energy that was coming at me.
There's when you're at work, there's a lot of negative energies coming in your direction. You got two choices. You can put up your shield and deflect them so they bounce off and they don't hit you, or you absorb them and then they manifest into something physical, something stupid like headaches, migraines, cancers, diseases, you name it. All thought forms are, everything is energy. I don't care if you're talking about dirt on the floor, or money in your pocket, or the sun, or a table, or a bed sheet. Everything is energy. All thought forms are energy. And when people are talking smack to you, they're sending you negative energies, and your body has two choices. Your body can absorb the negative energies, or your body can block them. Okay? When you get down to the physics of it, that's how that works. And I'm guilty of the same thing. I will absorb negative energies without knowing it too, because sometimes I forget to protect myself. And then I wonder why later on in the day I feel like crap. I have to go out and hug a tree or clear my energies, okay? Or someone got mad at me and I felt their, you ever feel someone's anger? You ever feel guilty? Feeling guilty or feeling sad is a sign that you've picked up someone else's negative energies. And you gotta clear that stuff out of your body. You can't live like that. Go take yourself an Epsom salt bath or hug a tree. Get them energies out of your body, or they will manifest and they will screw you up. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does. Because the first thing I feel like doing, to be honest with you, I get it. I feel like going to the beach. I live an hour away. I get my car and I drive down to Atlantic City on my day off and I sit on the beach.
There you go.
And I always feel the need to do that sometimes.
There you go. That's your way of clearing the energies out of your body. And you let Sun God Ra beat down on you and clear them energies out. Good for you. Good for you. I'm happy for you. I really am. And with that, I'll pass. That's all I have to say right now. Good for you.
Okay, and thank you. And can I ask you just one more question real quick?
Sure.
Okay. I do have somebody that there's good now. The husband thing, if that in 7 to 9 weeks, I think he was saying if that's fine. That's what I'm waiting for. But I have very good energy with a friend of mine. His name is Mike. Okay, and we've never got together, and it's been like 3 years. And can you feel like what's going on there? We have great energy.
I picked up the word neutral on that, and I think that's more on his part than on your part. I think you're more in the positive of you want to get together with him, but I would give him some. In other words, I wouldn't giddy up and go. I would just take it easy, see where things go. He's like, neutral. I don't know if you own a stick shift car, but he's not in first gear. He's not in reverse. He's kind of in neutral right now. So give us some time, Donna, and, see where things go. You might throw the clutch in and put in first gear. But you also have the opportunity to do what you want to too, okay? So like the previous caller, you have you're a very beautiful woman. You're fan-dam-tabulous. Don't put all your eggs in one basket, okay? You know,
right.
What's that?
No, I was going to say, and thank you. I'm going to listen to it again to get, because I have a pen with me with them crystals are, because I definitely want them.
Well, they do help, because I'm no saint either. Sometimes I'll go to Walmart, my store in the world, heavy sarcasm, parentheses, you know, thinking I just have to get in and out of the store really fast because I can't stand in there. A lot of negative energies. And the other day I forgot my crystals. I'm thinking, oh, my God, I just in a Hurt Locker. So, yeah, don't forget about them crystals, okay, because you need them. Get them on
okay.
eBay for a couple bucks.
Okay, and what are they called again? I'm sorry.
Black hematite. Black hematite.
Unicite?
Hematite, black tourmaline, and your quartz. They're all grounding, negative energy absorbing crystals. You can get them on eBay for a couple bucks a piece. That ain't hard to do. Or Amazon,
okay.
Wherever you want to go.
Alrighty. Okay. Well, thank you so much for that.
You're welcome.
Okay. Have a good night and bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
Hi, Donna. You still here?
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah. Hi.
So the two ladies are manipulators, and you know that. And Spirit says it takes more strength to walk away than it does to engage. So don't see yourself as weak. See the strength and acknowledge the strength for what it is, because that is more powerful than engaging into the drama.
Right. Okay. Yeah, manipulate. I think you hit the nail on the head. That's definitely.
Yeah. And no matter what you do, especially the younger one, she's always going to look for a complaint. She's kind of on her high horse at the moment and hasn't been knocked off. So
all the time, yes.
So they're like, understand that. And that's how she is. So when you're dealing with someone like that, not only with the crystals, but being aware when you're having to deal with her space. So even if you take photographs when you're done, things like that, because she can get really nasty. You know, she doesn't play
like
by the rules. She plays by her own reactions.
Like sneaky.
Yes. Yes.
plays one against the other, right? And I think that might have caused problems between me and the other one.
Yes.
The one that's 50. Yeah. She's 50. I'm 56. There's old, and like you think she would know better, but.
No, it's kind of a breath of fresh air for her from this other one because she was kind of like that when she was younger, is how they present it. So it's like is matching with like. And as much as the other one should know better, it's easy to get caught up into the web of it. So their advice to you is, make sure that you're always covering your own butt. When you know you have to deal with her space, you do exactly as you always have done to the perfection that the standards are that you've always met. And then every now and then you take pictures of it so that when she's complaining, because they do say, you know, eventually she wants to go and be the ear in management because she thinks it's going to get her somewhere.
Right.
You're just
exactly.
Wanting to do your
oh,
job.
Wow.
Cover your butt. Take photos every now and then. That's just a precaution for your own sake, because when she starts spinning into that circle, you're going to be able to just answer with, really, this is the quality of my work that she's complaining about, and just leaving it there. You're not going to want to engage in it. You want to stay factual and to the point, and these are my boundaries, like Ryan was talking
right.
about, okay? Yeah.
Well,
they're also
actually,
mentioning to you, yeah, go ahead.
No, actually, I did speak with the manager. She's a woman. I sat down and I was talking to her, and she gets it. About them too. She tells me, she said, just ignore it. She tells me, just ignore it. Because I was, like you said, I got this, like, I guess, intuitive feeling that, you know, what if she goes to her and, you know, so I said to her name is Tiana, manager, I said, see, look at the unit I did, because she's on vacation right now, the older one. And I did her unit, and she's not going to put us on the same unit at the same time. But I said, see all this? I said, fine. She said, I told you, just ignore it. Just ignore it.
Right, right. But you did the right thing because you want to keep your boss in the loop and keeping that confidence there without engaging
right.
in the other two's drama. They're also wanting to mention to you that, do you work with meditation?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I do housekeeping. I find it on the floor a lot, but when the patients don't want to take it, they throw it. But I
no,
always take it right
medication.
To the nurse.
Not medication. Meditation.
Oh. I have hospital on the brain.
Right.
Oh my god,
they're really close. No, meditation.
No, but I would like I was telling Ryan, when I go to the beach, that's basically my but I know what you mean. I need to be more.
Right, but what they're wanting to present to you, because you know your visual at the beach, you know what it feels like, you know the smells, the sounds, you know what that particular
yeah.
beach that you retreat to, all of the senses that it gives you. And so they're saying for you, rather than doing standard types of meditation, and this is a tool for you to work with even in your work day when those stresses come up, that you... when the stress is there, or even when you finish your day and you get out into the car, take a moment, do like 2-3 nice, slow, deep breaths, close your eyes, and you bring in that beach into your mind. All of the details that you can focus on as you're just sitting there and breathing. in and out. And you bring in what it feels like, what the wind feels like, the salt air on your face, the sand in your toes, the temperature of the water coming in, the lull of the waves, okay? Because this is a familiar scenery to you. You know it inside out because you retreat there. But now they want you to start bringing it into your daily life through visualization in your mind. And it will help your energy to be a little more calm every day. And then you'll be able to still go do your beach retreat, but this is going to help you be able to stay more centered and balanced, especially dealing with someone that's creating drama like this, that you are able to pull in that visual, breathe through it. It can last for a few moments, a few minutes, however long you need to be in it. And then when you open your eyes, you're going to feel like the tension of the day has left your body. Okay?
Okay, because I'm very wound up when I'm in work.
Yeah. And like, even if you have to escape to the bathroom, right? You're feeling
right.
Super tense.
Uh-huh.
Nobody's going to follow you into the bathroom stall.
Right, yeah.
Okay. So you go into the bathroom, you close that stall door, you sit on that toilet, and you just breathe and visualize. And when you're done, all the stress flushes down the toilet with you. Okay?
Okay.
The trick to do of visualizing that, you know, you're just allowing that moment to come in, because when you bring it into the visualization, it allows your energy to reset and everything that was tense suddenly is able to let go. And then, yeah, you can even envision the stresses falling into the toilet as well with everything else and flush it. Nothing wrong with it. Ain't nobody else going to know but your spirit team.
Okay,
but you will find the more you practice with it, it'll get a little bit easier and a little easier, and you'll feel like, okay, now I could take that deep breath and go out and finish out the rest of the day. Okay?
Yeah.
Right.
And Donna, not to interject here, but meditation, you don't got to get into the Indian stance like they do in yoga. I'm not poo-pooing on that. When I meditate, I just lay on my bed, flat as a board. I stare at the ceiling. I let my eyes go double vision. Do what works for you, okay? You don't have to follow any form, fit, or function, okay? Just the point of meditation is slowing your mind down to a crawl. Do what works for you. I'm sorry for interrupting.
Right. Will do.
Sorry, Shannon.
All right.
Okay.
That work for you, Donna?
Yes. And
excellent.
Thank you. And you don't see them causing no trouble or nothing like that. I don't know. I always thought that the one that's all I would have to do is just pluck her and she would go flying, but you know. You don't do that at work, but I mean, yeah, she does seem like, I think she's even taking medication now. I'm really surprised she's not fired yet, but that I'm not going to worry about that. I'm just going to stay my distance.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Focus on you. All right.
Okay. All right. And thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Donna. Call in again.
I sure will. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Thanks.
All right.
All right. So we are at our max on time. Apologies to any callers that we weren't able to get to, like 262 and 770 and 614, 708, 520. Thank you guys so much for listening to us this evening, and we really do hope you guys will call back on Friday nights. And if you call in a little bit early, we can usually get to you when we can. Ryan, would you like to go ahead
yes.
and give your contact info for everybody?
Yeah, I'd just like to say with much love, appreciation, and gratitude, I thank the callers and listeners for calling in. And like Shannon said, please call in early next Friday, and we'll put you at the top of the list. You can find me at on Facebook, Ryan Dragna, or on my website, healingsthroughspirit.com, or my email, healingsthroughspirit@gmail.com. And thank you so much.
Thank you, Ryan. And you can find me on Facebook at Shannon Johnson, Metaphysical Facilitator /Medium, or look up my name, Shannon Johnson, and I'm the one with the blue rose. I'd also like to mention that the Sacred Embers channel does have 3 shows every week. Wednesday night is Sue Delamonte with Jody Higgins and Lynn Bleasdale on Divine Connections at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific. On Thursdays, we've got Angel Antics with DC Love and Eileen Powers. Same time, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Mountain, and 5 p.m. Pacific. I think I did those wrong, but that's okay. And Into the Light on Friday night with Shannon Johnson, Ryan Dragna, and Jan Drake Brocky, who is on leave at the moment. Thank you guys so much for being with us tonight. We so much enjoyed all of your calls and love and support. You guys have a fabulous weekend.
Have a good weekend,
Ryan,
guys.
Have a good time this weekend with the girlies.
Full of giggles. Good night, Shannon.
Yes,
always a pleasure.
Time to giggle.
Always, I'm going to get my laugh box out now. Always a pleasure working with you, honey.
Stay with you, dear. We'll see you next week. Bye.
I'll talk to you guys later. Bye-bye.